This is Ozarks at Large. Today, for the second consecutive day, the traveling exhibit called Hunger U will be parked in the middle of the University of Arkansas campus. The mobile unit is a project of the nonprofit Farmers Feeding the World, which is a Farm Journal Foundation. Margie Ellsbrook, a former Northwest Arkansas resident, is the director of operations for the Farm Journal Foundation and for Hunger U. This morning, before she opened up the exhibit for discussion, she came to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio to talk about efforts to engage college students in conversations about hunger.
Everyone can do something, and one thing that people don't realize is just even the smallest thing can make a huge difference. It feels like an overwhelming issue, and it is a huge issue, but everyone can help. And particularly for young people, what we try to emphasize is that every major, every person, every personality type has something that they can do to help. So if you're an introvert, if you're an extrovert, if you're an engineering major, if you're an English major, if you're somebody who's really interested in food security so much that you become like a hunger studies major, everyone can do something to help with hunger.
What are some of the things that a student going to this mobile exhibit will see and learn?
Well, you will be able to take a quick quiz where you can figure out a little bit about where your intellectual point is when it comes to hunger. So you can discover that and then start your conversation with our peer-to-peer educators. So we have that. We have a lot of interactive moments. We have some fun games. You can spin the wheel and possibly win a t-shirt. Depending on the campus and where we're located, the things that surround the exhibit might be different. So if we're on the corner of the campus green, then we might not be able to put everything out that we would normally put out. If we are on a sidewalk, then we'll have a little bit more room. So we have these things called pedal tractors that people can race around, and those are always fun. At the University of Arkansas, we have a great location. We're right next to the Student Union, and we have been able to talk to so many different people, and it's been great, but unfortunately we can't put out our pedal tractors because we're so close to the street. So it just depends on where we are and what we're doing.
What are these pedal tractors?
They're huge and they're great. And they are like life size little wheels. Do you remember the big wheels that you used to chase around?
Sure.
Yes, they're like wheels like that, but they're tractors. So they're a lot of fun.
Forgive me, how does this relate then to getting the message, or is this just a way you attract people?
It's the way you attract people over so that they can have the larger conversation about hunger.
Because I imagine if you just put up a sign that said, we want to talk about food insecurity or world hunger, it's easy to pass that by.
It is, because, you know, why stop and have a conversation about this really depressing issue. So if students walking by, then coming over to talk makes it much easier if we have the pedal tractors and the fun things happening. But what we have discovered through our exit surveys is that once they come over and start talking to us, they are very interested in the statistics and the learning part, because it is a really intriguing issue and it is something that impacts everyone. And at this point, what we have also discovered is pretty much everyone has been personally impacted by hunger. So once you cross that barrier and get people's attention, then they are very interested in advancing that conversation. And they quickly realize that this is something that has impacted them personally, and it's something that they would like to contribute to solving.
How many campus visits do you make?
We make 32 to 35 per year. So we do 16 to 19 per semester, depending on our scheduling and, you know, how many we can get to.
How did this concept come about? Were you on board yet when it was developed?
So I just started with this foundation in June 2013. And so they had been around for about a year before that. But it's still pretty new. We have been able to make a pretty big impact fairly quickly. And it was an idea about how to make a huge impact with not a lot of time. Because there are great organizations that are working on a lot of campuses in the college hunger space, but they are also having a hard time getting people's attention. And so what we do is we work with those organizations, and as we do get people's attention and raise their awareness, the primary thing that we do is we refer the students who really want to get involved back to those organizations. So before we go into each campus, we are very aware of which organizations are already there and working. We know about the food pantry. We know about who has a One campaign chapter. They're a huge partner of ours. We know about all the different things that are happening in town. We will know about them. Absolutely.
Like that, yeah.
And so we want to make sure that we know about those things. So as people are interested in doing more, we can say, here's your volunteer opportunities. Here's the things that you can do. All those different types of things. It's not successful for us if we just raise awareness. We want to make sure that people know what they can do locally so that we can refer people back to those folks.
Do you see the students that come through? I mean, are you there on hand? And what are the reactions? I mean, any surprise? Any?
You get everything. You get everything from there's no such thing as hunger, and then their light goes on, and it's a huge conversation. You have some people come through who are from another country, and they have very, very moving stories to tell. You have some folks come through who want to have really deep policy discussions about the causes of hunger. It's a really interesting place to spend some time, and it's a pretty great day. I sometimes call it magic. It's a place where you honestly see students have that spark occur where they want to take this issue that probably has been in the back of their mind and turn it into absolute action.
Margie Alsbrook is the Director of Operations for the Farm Journal Foundation and Hunger U. The mobile exhibit is still on campus this afternoon near the University Student Union. And tomorrow from 3 until 6, Hunger U will be involved in a meal packaging event at Walton Residence Hall on campus. That event is in conjunction with the Circle of Life Food Pantry on the U of A campus. You can find out more at the Hunger U Facebook page or at agweb.com/hungeru.